left off discussing the Chiddush HaTosos in Daf Vav, that Schita can either be a Toldah of Malabim or Mefarek a Toldah of Dash. And one of the differences that Tosos mentions is what happens if the Mashke is Holech Le'ibun. So in a case of Malabim, of course, that's part of the act of Le'ibun. If, however, you're dealing with a form of Dash, so then one of the requirements is Sarach Lamashke. If it's Holech Le'ibun, it can never be a Malacha Daraisa. The question is, why in fact is this so? Why is it so important when it comes to Disha that we require Tzarek Lamashke? One possibility simply is the following, and that is the Sheet of the Aruch, that this is an example of the Psik Reisha, the Lone Echale. And therefore, Psik Reisha, the Lone Echale is in fact Mutter. So who had Dinami in this instance? If it's Tzolek Leibud, how can you argue that Nesuchrai, the Nezayasa, should be Yasser? It's a case of Disha where the Mashke is Tzolek Leibud. That's the issue that the Ran addresses in Shabbos, and Daf Malach, Malach, and Daf Yariv, how according to a lot of Shita, for example, the Gemara can tell us that Asul HaHadoka B'yamatav. Then we started to discuss the Tosos and Shabbos and Daf Gimel and Beis that writes somewhat differently. Aside from the Chiddush generally of Psik Reisha D'lo Nechaleh, what about the very definition of Dash? So Tosos is Mechadesh that when it comes to the vast majority of malachos, if the person will do it for a purpose, other than was done in Mishkan, good, that will be the machlokas, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Shimon, regarding malachos shino tzrich legufa. However, there are certain malachos where its purpose is built into the very definition of the malacha itself, to the extent that if a person is doing it for an alternative purpose, al-kidin, the malacha daraisa has not even been performed. That's what Rashi writes in Sukkah, and Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, that Yisla Yoshana Achrite, the reason the Gemara assumes that Mutter is very simply because V'nimse, Shalot Tikkun Kli, after all, if a person doesn't require this Hadas for the purpose of Mitzvah, so therefore he's only doing it for Achila, so Al-Pidin, that is not considered to be an act of Tikkun Mana at all. Rashi's Chiddush, that whether something is called Tikkun Mana or whether it's not, certainly is a function of Kamanas HaGavra, that certainly is nothing new when it comes to Chus Tumen Tara, for example. If a person intends that this should be a Gemara Kli, that could be Makabal Tumen Daraisa. If a person intends that no, he's going to further work that Kli, in such a case, it is not yet Makabal Tumen. So certainly in terms of Shein Kli, a concept of Tikkun Mana, Kavanas HaGavra is considered to be a crucial role. What Bali Tosas find difficult with Rashi's Kiddush and Sukkah and Aplam and Gimel is that the Gemara seemed to link that case of Yisli or Shana Frite with Machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If you're going to argue that Kavanas HaGavra is built into the Malach of Makwe Patish, the Gemara in principle could have argued that this case of Yisli or Shana Frite should be Mutter even Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it all dependent on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Now that was the Chiddush of Rashi. Good. So Tosos comments that there are other such malachos as well, that its purpose is part of the definition of the malacha. So that's what Tosos discusses regarding the Chiddush of Zomer v'Tzarech La'etzim, the member of Rav Kahana. That why is it that you need Tzarech La'etzim? Tzarech La'etzim, your motive. That's a concern of Malach Shehat Tzrich L'gufa. So I would have argued the Chora that Zomer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, should always be Chayish Dayim. Number one, because of Zareah. Number two, because of Kotzer. And Alibet, Rabbi Shimon, then he required Tzarech La'etzim. So the Tosos writes in Shabbos Afayim Gimel, Enoch Inami, that's true. That whole sugya, that member of Kahana that requires Tzarech La'etzim is only Aliba to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Zomer categorically is Chayish Naim. And this, as he pointed out, is against the Rambam. The Rambam, who paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, that Melacha Shinat Tzrich Lagufa is Chayiv Midaraisa, that's Perakala Melacha Zayin in Hilchos Shabbos, and in Perakhes Halacha Yedalin, the Rambam quotes the Chiddush of Rav Kahana, Zomer Vitzarech Eitzim. So Tosos writes the following Chiddush, that Lo Nikre Ve'eitzim Kotzer, Ela Ve'inyan Zeh. Tosos writes that Al-Pidin, if you don't need that which is cut, Al-Pidin that is not considered to be Ktsira Daraisa. That's the Chiddush. The Melacha of Kotzer is harvesting. And harvesting, by definition, requires that you intend to utilize that which you are cutting. If a person will do it for another purpose, for example, just to improve the growth of the plant, and doesn't desire use of those branches at all, Al-Pidin Tosos writes, that is not considered to be an act of Kotzer whatsoever. That's the Chiddush of Tosos. And then Tosos goes on and says the same thing is true when it comes to Korea Amana Sitfor. That Amanas Litvor is not just simply to avoid the problem of Makalkil, but that's the definition. The Malach of Korei was found in the Mishkan, Korei Amanas Litvor. And Tosos writes the same thing as true when it comes to Mochek, Amanas lichtav. That's the definition. The chefz is shamalacha. Even if you could envision a case of molche, which is wholly constructive, still, there would only be an issur derabanan if it's not amanas lichtav. This is a lengthy discussion in Bir Halacha, in Simin Shin Mem, when it comes to Korea, when it comes to molche, where you can envision a constructive purpose, but it's not amanas lit for lichtav. Is that a din d'oraisa? Is that an issur derabanan? That's Rabbi Kveger's horror from the Sugya and Daf Kufei Amud Beis regarding Korea Meso. Rabbi Kveger writes, the horror would appear from that Gemara clearly that you don't require Amanas Litzvor. It just has to be done for some positive purpose, and therefore Korea Meso, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is also a Malacha Daraisa as well. Good, but that's the Chiddush of Tosus. That here, Amanas is built into definition of the Malacha. Even just a simple horror, when you look at that Mishnah, and Daf Ayin Gimel Manalef and Shabbos of Abbas Malachos, the Mishnah is not interested in presenting to you all the details of Malacha Shabbos, the concept of Malach Shinat Tzrich Lagufin, the concept of Makalkel. The Mishnah is simply interested in presenting the definition of the Malacha. And therefore the Mishnah tells us, Korea Amanas Litfor, Mochek Amanas Lichto. Even a further Kiddush, not for now, but when it comes to several Malachos, five Adalamites Malachos, the Mishnah writes a Shir, Kosesh Deosios, for example. The Mishnah tells you the Shir. So Tosus leaves us at Tzarapin and Shabbos, Afan Gimelam and Aleph. Why is it? When it comes to five of the Malachos, Shir is mentioned. When it comes to all the other Malachos, there is no Shir which is mentioned. No? So if somehow we could demonstrate, we won't do it now, but somehow when it comes to those five Malachos, that the Shir is not just simply extrinsic, but their Shir is built into the very definition of the Malacha, then you understand beautifully. The Mishnah is not interested in telling you a halacha of Mekalka as opposed to Misakein. If the only reason you needed Amanas Litvor, Amanas Lichtov, was to make it a constructive act, that's true of all Malacha Shabbos. Here the Mishnah is telling you the definition of Malacha is Korea Amanas Litvor, Mochek Amanas Lichtov. And maybe the same thing is true when it comes, for example, of Kosher Shteyosios. The Shteyosios is not considered Al-Pedin just simply to be a Shir, but that's part of the definition of the Malacha. When you go to the Sugyas and Shabbos, it seems compelling that the Malacha Daraisa is not writing, the Malacha Daraisa is labeling or creating words. As Rashi said, labeling the Krashim. And therefore, Shteyosios is fundamental. It's not just simply a halach in Shir like Kegrogres or Kezayas or Kebetza. The definition of labeling requires that you make one simon on one keresh, another simon on another keresh. Right, with the fast day Nafkamina, Rashi writes, for example, Chatzi Shir. Right, there's an Issa Daraisa when it comes to Malacha Shabbos. There's Tosefta writes in Beitzim, Perek A, that Kosev, the single Os, is only an Issa Darabanan. What's the Chiddush? That Os Achas is not a Chatzi Shir. That Al-Pidin is called a Chatzi Malacha. The Malacha is not violated. Because when the Mishnah presents the Malacha as Kosev Shteyosios, that's not a Halacha in Shiurim. That's the essence of the Malacha itself. That's what Tosus writes when it comes to all the Amanas cases. That it's not just simply to avoid the issue of Makalkel, but rather that is the definition of Malacha itself. And then Tosus continues and writes, the same thing is true when it comes to Dash. That's a very great Kiddush. The definition of Dash is Sarach Lamashke. A person separates the kernel from the husk, or the liquid from a solid, in order to use the kernel, in order to utilize the liquid. If you're not doing so, Tosus writes, that is not considered to be an act of Disha whatsoever. That's very different from the Oroch. This is not just simply an issue of Psik Reshet L'Nechele. We could argue Psik Reshet L'Nechele is certainly Aser. But here it's not going to be a Malacha of Dash, because if something is Holei Kli Yibud, it's not Sarach L'Mashka, Al-Pidin, that is not considered to be Disha at all. This is what the Ramban writes here in our Sugya, Shittik Obetzes Navav, that Disha requires Sarach L'Mashka. Without it, you have not violated the Malacha of Dash at all. So I wanted you to take a look at the Ran, Shabbos Naf, Memalef, Medalef, and Dapi Harif, where the Ran discusses Arsun. And here the Ran presents this Chiddush, that how can you be Chayev for Schita, Mishum, Dash, Mefarik, which is a Tod of Dash, if it's something which is Holei Kli Yibud. But when you look carefully in the Ran adds the following Ha'ara. Here we're not dealing with an Av Malacha. Schit is not an Av. Mefarik is not an Av. Here we're only dealing with the Toda. We're not dealing with Disha itself. A Toda of Dash. Since it's a tolda, how can one be chayiv if it's holy for ibud? So why is it that the Ran stresses that contrast, apparently, between the av and the tolda? So if you look in the Totel Stanzo of Menachem Zemba, in Simen Vav, Ostes, and you look in the Gilyan Hashas in the Yerushalmi, right, in Klal Gadol, on Mishnah Beis, he suggests the following Chiddush in the Ran, that the Ran is distinguishing between an av and a tolda. What's the problem if something is in fact holy? One could argue very simply, malacha shenot tzrich legufa. In the Mishkan, when they engaged in disha, they certainly needed to use that kernel. Here, if you don't need that which is being extracted, obviously the purpose is not the same as was done in Mishkan, and therefore it's a malacha shenot tzrich legufa. Well, what's the halacha malacha shenot tzrich legufa? So according to Rabbi Shimon good Yepotra, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're chayiv. So perhaps this is the chiddush of the Ran. But merit dvaram amurim, that you have the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that a malacha shina tzrich legufa is nisa d'aisa, that's when you're dealing with an av malacha. If you're dealing with a tolda, even Rabbi Yehuda admits that a tolda shina tzrich legufa is mutum and hatar. Maybe that's the difference between avos and toldas. One could read the Ran very differently. One could have read the Ran as saying that, look, here we're dealing with Mefarik, which is a told of Dash, and just as the Av Malach of Dash requires Tzarech Lamashke, who had denami the told of Tzarech Lamashke? After all, the Tolda is going to be patterned after the Av. And the Ran perhaps is not highlighting any contrast at all between Av and the Tolda. In other words, the Ran is saying exactly the Tosus in Shabbos Zafayim Gimel, exactly the Chiddush the Ramban in our Sugya. That there's no difference between Av and Tolda. The Ran just simply says that Schita here is Mefarik, which is a Tolda of Dash, and therefore Holich Li'ibud, as Dash itself Holich Li'ibud, cannot be an Issa D'Araisa. But the way that Tosafos Chaim understands the Ran is no. If you're dealing with an Av Malacha, not necessarily true. But here you're only dealing with a Tolda. The Tolda requires Tzarech Lamashke. Why exactly is that true? So one could argue very well, why should there be a difference between an av and a tolda when it comes to malacha shenot tzrich legufa? Let's work for Tosus' definition. Malacha shenot tzrich legufa means the following, that a person is doing exactly that as was done in Mishkan, clearly for a different purpose. So Rabbi Shimon says that you're potter. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that no, you're chayiv nidaraisa? Because good, your motivation was clearly different. But one cannot deny that you're doing exactly that which was done in Mishkan itself. That's the basis of Malacha Shabbos. As long as it's a constructive act, it's not Makalkel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're Chayv Midaraisa. What is a Tolda? Generally speaking, and then Masech Shabbos, you have to work through the detail, but in a broad stroke, a Tolda, Tosus points out, is something that was not found in the Mishkan. Hachtav Mishkan Chashiva Karleav. What is the Tolda? Despite the fact that it wasn't found in Mishkan, it shares the same purpose. It shares the same Malachas Malsheves. Whenever you deal with a particular Malacha, you have to focus on A, its purpose, its Malachas Malsheves, its Tachlis, and also the Tzuras HaMalacha, its Pa'ula, its description. Why is it that Mashkemayim Nizraim, watering a plant, is a Tolda of Zareya? Not because that is similar to the act of planting. It differs in its Tzuras HaMalacha, but its purpose is both in order to ensure, to promote the growth of the plant, and therefore that's considered to be a Tolda. What happens al pidin if you have a Tolda Shino Tzrich Legufa? That, perhaps, is the Chiddush of the Ran. There you have severed the link to Mishkan entirely. This act is not found in Mishkan. And if it's in Otzirich Legufa, it's not being done for the purposes was found in Mishkan. So therefore there's no basis to argue that Midaraisa, this should be forbidden. It's not a Kula of Tolda. It simply means it doesn't get off the ground. Al-Kadin, it cannot be a tov unless it links, in some sense, to the Av-Malacha, to Mishkan. It was neither found in Mishkan, nor the same purpose as Mishkan. So how can you say that? That's a Malacha, Daraisa. See, with that formulation, you understand, Tosos Chaim raises the following issue. The Gemara struggles and struggles and struggles. Now the Tosos, in the very first daf in Bava Kamma, Beis Amidah. Tosos refers you to the Gemara Shabbos, at Sarivav. What's the difference between Av and the Tov? The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar, we have an afkamina. According to the Chachamim, maybe we don't have an afkamina. Tosfos is Ochidish, what about Hasra? Is Nasra an afkamina Av Natolda? Tosfos Chaim asks very simply, according to this Ran, you have an explicit nafkamina between Av and Natolda. Malacha Shino Tzirich Lagufa. Malacha Shino Tzirich Lagufa is Chaya for an Av, Malacha it's Potter for a Tolda. That's an afkamina, level of Daraisa. So Menachem Zember raises that why doesn't the Gemara mention this as a clear nafkamina when the Gemara is struggling to find difference in Av and Tolda? In Lamdus Lachor, the answer is simply that this is not a nafkamina between an Av and a Tolda. If it's a Tolda Shino Tzirich Lagufa Al Pidin, it is not a Tolda at all. There's no linkage whatsoever to the Av Malacha. The Gemara wants to know, given this is considered to be a Tolda, what does that mean? Your Chayiv Karban, your Chayiv Skila, your Chayiv Kares, Hasra. If all of that is the same, what's the difference? The Chiddush of the Ran of a Tolda Shino Tzirich Lagufa Al Pidin is not considered to be a Tolda at all. It's not a Kula. And that's why the Gemara doesn't suggest this as a Nafkamina, but rather this is the very essence, the very definition of the Tolda itself. That's very different. Why Holech L'mashke would be Potter? Not because Arab Sekreshon Eichwei, not because of the Ramban, this is the definition of the Av, but here it's a Tolda Shino Tzirich L'gufa. In such a case, what is Potter? Even Tosus is Kashan, Dafan Gimel Bey, Zomer Vitzarech Leitzin. What was Tosus' whole issue? What do you need Tzarech Leitzin according to Rabbi Yehuda for? No? Zomer by definition should be Chayishtayim. According to the Saran, you understand very well. That case of the Gemara. Kotzer, is that an Av or is that a Tov? Rashi is explicit. Rashi writes in Shabbos and Gimel Beis, Siras Eitzim is a Tolda. Cutting wood is a Tolda. Rashi is explicit. That means, the way Rashi understands the sugi, you're dealing here with a Tolda, Shenot Tzrichu L'Gufa. According to the Ran, that's why you need Tzarech L'Eitzim. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda. If it would be an Av Malacha, enough inami. Rabbi Yehuda would hold, you're Chayim Shnayim. But in this case, it's a Tolda Shenot Tzrichu L'Gufa. So in such a case, then you'd be potter. That's exactly why it's necessary for Rav Kahana to say Zomer v'Tzarech Leitzim. Why does the Rambam quote Tzarech Leitzim? Perhaps the Rambam agrees to this Kiddush as well. That a Tolda Shino Tzarech L'Gufa is potter. Only an Av Malacha Shino Tzarech L'Gufa is Chayim. If you look in the Sugi and Shabbos, Nav Gimel Mad Aleph, you have the following member of Shmuel. Shmuel says, right, Kol Turi de Shabbos. Whenever the Gemara says Potter in Shabbos, as you know, it means Potter, Lav Lasser. Bar Mehani Tlas, with the exception of three cases. Good, the Gemara Shabbos, Gimel Mad Aleph. With the exception of three cases. Okay. One is the Mishnah we had earlier, right, we discussed in Daf Kuvav. Right, Tzedas Tzvi. Right, that was the case we discussed with the Shulte HaGibarim. Right. The Yashav Yishan HaPesuch Umalohu. A person sits in the door, and that's it. Right. No animals can get out. And someone else comes and sits next to him. He didn't do anything. The animal was already Kvarnitzo. So even if the first one gets up, the second one didn't do anything at all. The Mishnah says, Vasheni Potter. Vasheni Potter? Vasheni didn't do anything at all. No? That's what Shmuel says. That's an exception, that even though the Mishnah says Hasheni Potter, in contrast to the Rishon who's Chayiv, but here it really means Mutar L'gamrei. Second person didn't do anything. He positioned himself in front of a blocked door. So that's not called Seder whatsoever. And that's what the Mishnah says. L'ma'ad avadomeh, nano is based on the Shomro, nimtzis yishon b'socho. Right, the 3 days we discussed in the Rishon. Right, so that's one example where Potter means Mutar. And what are the two other examples? So one is Tzidas Nachash, a person who catches a snake, And one is Matis Mursa, one who lances a boy. What's the story with those cases? The case of Tzinas Nachash and the case of Matis Mursa. So that's a Mishnah Edias. Right in Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. Hatzad Nachash B'Shabbos. So why is he catching the Nachash? If the whole purpose is simply that the Nachash should not attack him, it shouldn't bite him. So in such a case, you're potter. Why is that true? So the Gemara writes in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, those are examples of Nachash in Tzrich L'Gufo. I'm catching the Nachash simply to avoid being bitten by the snake. Not the reason they would engage in Seder in the Mishkan. Or let's say according to Tosfos, right? Mishkan according to Rashi, preventing something terribly undesirable. So it's a Nachash in Tzrich L'Gufo, the Gemara says. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's only Yisr, the Rabbanon. So under certain conditions, the Chachamim lifted this Sidra Rabbanon. Shleich Shemim, that animal shouldn't bite you. Relax this Sidra Rabbanon. In a case of Mapis Mursa, lancing a boil, B'makom Tsar, B'gozer Be'Rabbanon. So that's the Chiddush of Shmuel, that those cases of Nachash or Mapis Mursa, they're also with Mutter. Because you're dealing with an Yisr de Rabbanon, and B'makom Tsar, B'gozer Be'Chachamim. So Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Gimel and Aleph, Der Maschal Hatzad, points out the following difficulty, the Kasha of the Bahag. This is all fine and good if you hold like Rav Shimon. The Melachashim Tzrich L'Gufa is Potter. But if you were to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Melachashim Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayiv, how then can you envision that an Issa D'Oraisa is Mutter because Makom Tsar? Certainly not. So what's the problem? How does Shmuel hold the Bala Memra? So Tosfos writes, it's explicit. The Gemara Shabbos, and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That Melachashin HaTzarich HaLaguf is Chayiv. So how in the world can Shmuel say, Kop Tzri De Shabbos Patav Al Asa, Labani Hani Tlas, Shmuel holds that these are Yisuri Daraisa. This is Chayiv. This is not Mutter. How can that be? That's Tosfos' kasha. Good, so Tosfos answers, the Teretz of Rabbeinu Tam. Ein Achinam. Shmuel Shita is like Rabbi Yehuda. So in these cases of Nachash and Matis Mursa, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. The Gemara that says Potter, Zami, it's Aliba D'Rab Shimon. So Shmuel's comment was just the following. Potter, which is Aliba D'Rab Shimon, means Mutter. Lididi, I happen to told Shmuel these are Issa D'Oraisa. Finished. But the didcha, right, according to you, this is not just potter, this is nisr davar, mamakam tzar. That's a chiddush. The Tosfos writes, the whole memory of Shmuel, according to Shmuel, was shalok yilchasa. He was just telling you, no, you should realize, when the Gemara says potter, it means mutter. I happen to hold, though, it's chayiv daraisa. What's the difficulty? The Rambam quotes all these cases. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, Haskell's like Rabbi Yehuda has mentioned, the Melachshin Tzrich L'Gufa is Nisa D'Oraisa. And the Rambam quotes this memory of Shmuel, that the case of Nachash, the case of Mapis Murtza, is Mutter L'Chatchila. That's the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Zayin and Halacha Chafei. Halacha Yud Zayin is Mapis Murtza, Halacha Chafei is the case of Nachash. The Rambam writes, Mutter L'Chatchila. How do you make that jump from an Issa D'Oraisa to Mutter L'Chatchila? How can that be? Unless you'll argue as follows. These cases of Mapis Mursa or Tzad Nachash, is that an Av or is that a Tov? Perhaps one could suggest the Chiddush, no, these are Toldos. Mapis Mursa, that's the Av Malach of Boneh. That's the Av Malach of Makbe Patish. That's not how Bor and Malka Patrish was found in the Mishkan. Chiddush, Mapis Mursava, even a Satzela, even on a Gufa Adam, you can have a concept of Bonin. Even on Gufa Adam, you can have a Makla Patish. That's the Mishkan case. That's a Tolda. Sad Nachash. That was Mishkan. This is a Tolda. If that's true, maybe that's exactly the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. Good, I pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And Ablach Shinot Tzirik Al-Guf is Chayim. That's only an Av Malacha. A Tolda Shinot Tzirik Al-Gufa cannot be a Malacha Daraisa. Not found in Mishkan, not done for the same purpose as Mishkan. The most that can be is an Isser. The Rabbanan. So therefore the Rambam passing Zomer V'Tzorach Leitzim. Tzirat Zaitzim is a Tolda. You need Tzirik Al-Gufa, otherwise you won't be Chayim in additional carbon. And if you're dealing with an Isser, the Rabbanan, because it's a Tolda Shinot Tzirik Al-Gufa. So terrific. That's exactly what Shmuel says. The Makom Tzar, it's Mutter. It's not a stira whatsoever. Perhaps this is exactly the Rambam Shita. Like that Chiddush the Rambam told us, you know, Tzirik L'Gufa. This difference in an Av versus a Tolda, Malacha Shino Tzirik L'Gufa. So good, this is very concrete according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds an Av Malacha Shino Tzirik L'Gufa is Chayiv Midaraisa. A Tolda is only Issa Drabban. What about according to Rabbi Shimon? We assume halacha like Rabbi Shimon. But Malacha Shimon Tzirich Legufa? There's only Issa Drabanan at all. So it's an Issa Drabanan in an Av Malacha, it's an Issa Drabanan in Mafis Mursa, it's an Issa Drabanan in Sad Nachash, Issa Drabanan in Tziras Eitzim. Av and Tolda. Would Rabbi Shimon also acknowledge that there's a difference between a Malach Shinat Tzirich HaLagufa of an Av and a Tolda? See, when you hear the Svara, it's quite compelling, no? You have something that was not done in the Mishkan, not done for the same purpose as done in the Mishkan. Can that be on the same level as something that was absolutely, positively done in the Mishkan? It just so happens you did so for a different purpose. So Rabbi Yehuda writes, no, not at all. According to Ran, one's Nisad Araisa, one's Nisad Rabbanan. What about according to Rabbi Shimon? Is this all academic? Or no, even Lahalacha, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, there should be some fundamental difference between Av Shinot Tzirich L'Gufa as opposed to a Tolda. So we've discussed several times, this is a Chiddush that Rosh Hashanah develops in Simen Vav and Eretz HaTzvi at length, that not all Isurei Rabbanan are equal. There are malachos deraisa, that's clear. On a level of derabanan, there are malachos derabanan, and there are gzeros derabanan. And there are many differences between malacha derabanan as opposed to gzera. What's a classic example, right, of a gzera derabanan? So let's say the Gemara in Erev and Adav Kuf Dalet, Hashmas Kol. Playing an instrument, making certain noises on Shabbos and Yantif, it's a gzera derabanan, Shemi Yisakin Klishim. What does that mean to say that something is a gzera derabanan? The act which you have done is not a malach in any shape or form. What are you going to argue? The klishir is tikkun manet derabanan. The Gemara says you're not allowed to ride a horse, a gzera derabanan, because you may end up being kotzer. You're going to break off a branch in order to hit the animal to go faster. So what are you going to argue? That riding a horse on Shabbos is ktsira derabanan? It's not ktsira deraisa, it's not ktsira derabanan. It's also because of shemiyava. But then you have cases that are quite different. Let's assume the Gemara we discussed earlier, the Shabbos nafayin hay, stam chilazin v'hapotza. You squeeze the chilaz in order to extract its dye. The Chachamim say, midaraisa, that's not called disha. Isn't that exactly disha? You're squeezing to separate the liquid from the solid. What did the Chama argue? No, you know why it's not Disha Daraisa? Because Ein Disha Ella Dule Karka. Midaraisa, Dush only applies to Dule Karka. Now fish is not called Dule Karka. Very mistaber that there should be a clear difference between Hashmas Kol as opposed to Disha Shalobu Dule Karka. Hashmas Kol is not a malacha whatsoever. It's also because of Shani Yavo. It's happily true when it comes to Dash. The only reason that Disha Shalobu Dule Karka is also is because Shani Yavo. If I squeeze the fish, I'll come to squeezing a grape. Maybe much more than that. This is an absolute act of Disha. So good, so the Torah says Disha has to be Dule Karka. But Midravanan, this is called Dash. The Main Afkamina. So the Gemara suggests Netsugin Erev and Dafkuv Dalet, that's why I mentioned that as an example of a Gzeret Rabbanan, that B'makam Chol Eshein Bo Sakana Dat Mutin. One is allowed to be Mashmiya Kol for a Chol Eshein Bo Sakana. You're not dealing with a Malacha Daraisa, you're dealing with an Isser Drabbanan, an Isseri Drabbanan, it seems Netsugin Erev and Dafkuv Dalet and Alev, are Mutter for a Chol, even a Chol Eshein Bo Sakana. The difficulty is the following. Is that true when it comes to all Yisuri Drabanan? The Yisuri Drabanan of Shabbos or Mutter B'makam Chol Hashem B'Sakana? I'll give you an example. The Gemara has in Ksuvah Sinaf Samach. Goneach, a person who was suffering from some type of stomach ailment. Not a Chol HaMesuka. Chol Hashem B'Sakana. And it's necessary for him to have milk. So the Gemara says that he can milk a cow, kilachar yad, goneach, yonek chalav b'shabbos. He is allowed to get that milk as long as it is done kilachar yad. Ayde shinui. So Tosus discusses that. Tosus we mentioned the last week enough. In Gimel Aveis and Shabbos, Damascus, Mafarek. Tosus writes that, look, the Gemara says that the chilazon is not gudei karka. What about a behema? Is a behema gudei karka or is it not? So Tosus writes, not Tosus daf and Gimel Aveis, that a behema is not gudei karka. A grain is gudei karka. An animal is not called gudei karka. In which case, you should only be dealing with an issur drabanan. In any case, Disha Shalobu Dule Karka. So why does the Gemara require Kilachar Yad? Why is any Shinui necessary? Shinui is indicative of what we discussed yesterday, a Shvus de Shvus, the Makam Chola. No? It's two steps removed from this Daraisa. Number one, it's not Dash because Ein Disha Dule Karka. Number two, the Malacha is being done Kilachar Yad. So is that really true? But makam chol eshein bo sakana. Are we matir yisuri drabanan? Or do we require yishvus tishvus? So perhaps the answer is exactly this point. Not all yisuri drabanan are equal. That command erevim, daf kuv dalid, that tells us that hashmas kol is mutter b'makam chol eshein bo sakana, that's only for gzeros drabanan. A gzeros drabanan is mutter b'makam chol eshein bo sakana. But not a malacha drabanan. A malacha drabanan is more chamor, and that requires a shus to shus. So if you're dealing with a malacha drabanan, disha shalabu dvei karka, you have to employ a shinui. If you're dealing with hashmas kol, a pure gzeira, that's not true. That's a fascinating difference between a malacha drabanan as opposed to a gzeira drabanan. We've discussed many times that the more an issur drabanan is rooted in the din daraisa, the more chamor it is. Like the concept of asmachta. The link between a malacha drabanan and malacha daraisa is much tighter than a gzeir, which is simply usher because of shemi yavo. So let me ask you the following question. Malacha shimon tzrich leguf. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's only an issur drabanan. Malacha shina tzarik l'gufa. Is that a gzeira d'rabbana? Or is that a malacha d'rabbana? Is that comparable to shadisha shlobuk b'lei karka? Or is that comparable to mamash hashmas kol? It's a gzeira d'rabbana. You're doing it for a purpose other than was done in Mishkan. That is not a malacha. Why is it asur? Because the next step, it will lead to Shema Yovo. What would you argue? That's not true. That it's a malacha d'rabbana. Right, the test case should be, is what's the halacha then? Of a malacha shein tzarich leguf, of a makom, chola shein bo sakana. Is that mutter, or is that asur? So that's very unclear. Our Gemara is one of those cases. Mapis Morses, a malacha shein tzarich leguf. And our Gemara is going to tell us, we'll see Ksuvas Davav Madeis, that Mapis Mors will be Mutter. The Makam Chol, Shein Vasakana. So it's explicit in the Gemara. Mapis Morsa, our Sugya, Malacha Shein Vasrik Lagufa, is Mutter, Makam Chol, Shein Vasakana. That's a Sugya in Shabbos Dav Gimel, Shabbos Kuv Zayin, and our Gemara here, Davav. What's the difficulty? The Gemara on Shabbos, and Daf Chav Tes Sama Deis, also the Chabos HaSaneh, the person is not allowed to extinguish a flame. And the Gemara is explicit that Kibu Yezasar Afil L'chol HaShe'im Bosakam. Kichos HaNer, extinguishing. That's a Malach HaShe'il Tzirich L'gufa. No, Tosa says you have to do it for the purpose it's done in the Mishkan. You need to use the Pchumim. Here you're not interested in any creative act. Here you're interested in the absence of light. Tosa says that's a Malach Shein Tzarich L'gufa. And yet the Gemara is explicit that Malach Shein Tzarich L'gufa is Aser B'Makom Chola. This is the Meiri's passion. Sphere that the Miri points out in Shabbos Tav Chav Tes and the Beis, what's the halach of Lach Shein Tzarich L'gufa Makom Chola? The Miri writes, Sphere, also the Chabos HaSaner against our Gemara, Bav Mabeis and Mapis Musa. So how do you resolve that Sphere? So the Miri mentions a few possibilities. In principle, the Miri assumes that Lach Shein Tzarich L'gufa is Mutter. The Makam Chola Shein Basakana. That's our Gemara, Mapis Mursa. Kibui is the exception. Why is that an exception? So take a look. The Mary has three different possibilities. Why Kibui is an exception. Either it's an exception because Efsha Lifro Sadin, you could darken the room with Derech Hetzer. Or the Mir writes a second possibility. Mapis Murs lancing the boil, that itself is the refuah. Kibui is much more indirect. The person will not be healed al yidei kibui. If the room is darkened, good, the patient will be more comfortable, maybe the patient will be able to sleep better, right? His rest will give him added strength. But certainly, the kibui itself is not the refuah. Hashem came lancing the boil. And that's considered to be the refuah. So if that really is considered to be the refuah, that's mutter. Hashem came now, which is so direct. Or the Mir writes that kibui is a possibility. It's a suffix refuah. Again, it's less direct. Lancing the boil is necessary to drain the pus. Kibui certainly ain't ever suffering before. In such a case, maybe that remains awesome. So perhaps one can suggest the following chiddush. Maybe one can resolve this issue based on how the Ran understands our Gemara. The difference between Malach HaShein Tzarich L'gufa And Avers is a Tolda. Rabbi Yehuda, an Av Malach is Chayiv Midaraisa. A Tolda is only Nisid Rabbanim. Glaring difference. What about according to Rabbi Shimon? Malach HaShinu Tzarich L'Guf and Av is Nisid Rabbanim, a Tolda is Nisid Rabbanim. Is there any difference? Yeah, maybe this is the Chiddush. Malach HaShinu Tzarich L'Guf of an Av Malach. That is the Malach HaDrabbanim. You're doing it for a different purpose, but that act was found in Mishkan. So good, it lacks Lemeches Machshevis. But that's a Malach HaDrabbanim, that's comparable to Disha Shlubugde Karka. If you have a Tolda Shinot Tzrik Lagufa, not found in Mishkan, not done for the same purpose as Mishkan, how can that be Osir? Perhaps that's true even Aliva Rabbi Shimon. True it's an Issa Drabbanan. But this is only a Gzeira Drabbanan. There's no linkage to Mishkan at all. That's like a case of Hashmas Kol. So perhaps that's the Kiddush. Malach HaShinu Tzrich L'Guf of an Av Malach is a Malach HaDrabbanan. Of a Tod is only a Gzeira Drabbanan. In that this isn't a Stira, this is exactly the rule. That a gzeirah d'rabbanan is mutter b'makam chol shein bo sakana, mashen kein a malacha d'rabbanan you require shvus to shvus. That's the case of goneach. That's disha shlobut do they karta. Right, there are many differences between malacha d'rabbanan as opposed to gzeirah d'rabbanan. Rashi writes a chiddush in Sanhedrin of Samad Vav. That malacha must be bekum vesein. In order to do malacha on Shabbos, literally you must do something. You can't have a malacha which is sheva tasim. If a person did nothing on Shabbos, you can't call that an asiyas malacha. How can that be? Yet we know that's not true. We've discussed several times regarding gzeros. The chiddush of a gzera is you can have a gzera b'sheva tasim. Shehiya, no? You can do anything on Shabbos. You put something on the stove prior to Shabbos, and lo and behold, Shabbos arrives, and you did nothing at all, you violate the Sidra Balan. How is that possible? You can't label something as a malacha, the Rai Sidra Balan, it's absolute b'shem al taseh. But a gzera is not also because of what you have done is labeled as some form of malacha, it's also because of Shem Yavo. Shemi Yavo very reasonably. A person who creates a situation of Shemi Yechata Begecholim, that's a Gzeira, the Rabbanan. That was Rabbi Kivega we discussed a few weeks ago, Mecha Komemkar. Not only is Maisa Kinyin Aser, but maybe even a Chalos. You don't do anything at all on Shabbos. But a Kinyin Achar Zman, which is Chal on Shabbos. Just because you sat back and did nothing does not necessarily mean that it's Mutter. It can't be a Malacha, but certainly it could very possibly be a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. Then take a look. We won't go through now, but the Tshuvas Rabbi Kivega and Simen Chav Ches. Rabbi Kivega writes that this is crucial in what we touched on Daf Yomei Beis, the difference between a Gzeirah the Gzeirah as opposed to a Shrei D'Rabbanan. Rabbi Kivega is explicit. You have to ask yourself whether you're dealing with a Malacha or whether you're dealing with a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. In goes in Gzeira the Gzeira. No? But if something is a trade Rabbanan, that's Mutter. When do you label something as a Gzeira the Gzeira? When do you label something as trade Rabbanan? So the Kiveger tries to prove a Chiddush that in order to have a trade Rabbanan, at least one of them, if not both, but at least one of them, has to be a Malacha. A Malacha the Rabbanan. Cannot be, right, two Gzeiras. So this tells us Navav Menayim, Mesuchrayim Zayosah. Tosus quotes the sheet of Baruch and comments the Iker Ayosah because Mezal Pinyayin Al Gabe Yishin. That's a case of Sikrei Shul Neichole. Mutu L'Chathila. You see, according to this point in Tosus, Tosus obviously assumes that the Chiddush of the Aruch of Sikrei Shul Neichole, as we've discussed, is not uniquely true only in Malachi Shabbos, but B'chol HaTorah Kula, Mezalfin Yayin. And that's against the Chiddush, the Rosh and Shabbos in Perek Yudalef, Siman Tes, where the Oroch Shita Psikrei Shleichli is Mutter is only a function of Malachis Machsheves. If you deny the Shita Baruch, so how do you understand that Gemara? Mezalfin Yayin Al-Gavi Yishim. Why is that Mutter? So we already saw a couple of possibilities. One possibility is the Tosfos and Shabbos and Daf Kuf Gimel, and that's the Shita Mekubetzes and Arsugi Dermaskov and Harashba, Tipin Dakos. Mezalfin Yayin has to be done in such a way that it is not a Psik Resha. So if it may or may not result in Kibui HaMizbeach, Mamish HaDavar Shein HaMizkavi. Good? That's the Tosfos of Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel. Then we discussed at length the Rashi and Zvach and Daf Sari Aleph of the days. The added Kiddush of Rashi, that Inami Mechaba B'tipin Gassos. Since you can accomplish A without resulting in B, Al Pidin is not called a Psik Reisha, even B'tipin Gassos Ma'od. Great Kiddush, no? What does our Tosfos say? Our Tosfos gives us a fourth teretz. Our Tosfos is simply mitzvah shani. And Tosfos says, "Bechein, hayi disley hashana achrite." That commands sukkah daf lamed gimel. Disley hashana achrite. What happens to tikkun mana problem? So according to Daruch, secret of the neichale. Good. According to Rashi, if it's the Yoshana Akrite, obviously the Kavanas HaGavah was not Tikkun Mana. Everyone agrees. Tikkun Mana requires Kavanas HaGavah. What does Artos say? It's Vishani. See, what does Mitzvishani mean? See, in the case of Isle Yoshana Akrite, one can understand very well. What's this sort of plucking off that berry? Tikkun Mana. Is that Tikkun Mana Daraisa? Is that Tikkun Mana Darabanan? So Poshim Shaf, that's Tikkun Mana Darabanan. Makvapatish Daraisa literally means, in a hands-on sense, you complete the clean. Here, Al-Kidin, there's a change in status. From Pasul to Kasher. That's Tikkun Mana Daraisa. We discussed at length, for example, last year in Beis Daf, Kesem and Aleph. Being told for the Kli on Shabbos Niyantim. The Gemara says on Beis Daf Yilches, it's also because of Tikkun Mana, going from Tami to Tohar. That's Tikkun Mana Daraisa. No, it's Tikkun Mana Darabanan. A change in state, Lahalacha, it's Tikkun Mana Darabanan. The physical, hands-on tikkun. That's makom apatish. So if the whole problem of picking off that berry is an issur derabanan, so good, so one can argue that himamru vehimamru, that b'makom mitzvah, dosa be'rabanan. That's fine. What about our case, though? Of mezal finyayin. Our Tulsa says that's mitzvah shani. That's not at all simple, no? That case of Kibui HaMizbeach, Dover Shinim Yitzkavim Sikreishu V'Neichalei, is that an Issa D'Araisa or an Issa D'Rabana? According to Aruch, it's Mutzah L'Chatchila, great. According to Tosfos, no, not true, it's also Issa D'Araisa, Issa D'Rabana. No, that's the difficulty, you know, that's what we discussed earlier. Here you're dealing with the Sikreishu V'Neichalei of Shari Surim. That should be an Issa D'Araisa, no? That was the Har Rabbi Kiveger in Yeridei and Siman Pei Zayin. There are two nafkaminas between Tosfos and Aruch. One nafkamina is on a level of Dirabanan, whether Psik Reisha Delo Nechale is Pater Mutter. Because even Tosfos admits that it's not going to be better than a malacha shino tzricha legufa? Let's say Tosas, you do it for a purpose other than a mishkan. Here you're doing it for no purpose whatsoever. It's malechale, malech pasle. Of course you're not going to be chaya for that. But if it's only a function of malach shino tzricha legufa and shari surim, it's going to be nisa daraisa. That was Rabbi Kveger Sa'ara, that if you have a case of psikresha l'nechle, of basa v'chalav, that will be nisa daraisa. The Ramah discusses a guy has something cooking in the oven. It's a pot, right? Cooking is pot of meat. He tells you, you know, stir up the coals. Do something to enhance the visual process. So the Ramah writes that shouldn't do that. Because maybe that pot has some milk in it. Or maybe that pot was used for milk an hour ago. And therefore, you're enhancing the cooking process is going to be bishul basa v'chalav. That's what the Rama writes. The guy says, just stir up my food. Can't do that. Maybe that's a problem bishul basa v'chalav. That's what Rabbi Kveger discusses. This is mamash davar sheni miskaveh. So Rabbi Kveger has two very important haras. Hara number one is that this is a davar sheni miskaveh of shari suri. And what's the halacha? Is it a psik resha? Is it nechale? Is it lo nechale? It's certainly not nechale. Is it a psik resha? I would have said it's not a psik resha at all. No. What's the concern of the Ramah? Don't stir it up because maybe the guy used it an hour ago to cook milk. That's called the psik resha. So Rabbi Kveger writes, maybe that is called a psikresha. That's a pretty fascinating chiddush. Maybe that is called a psikresha. Why is that true? That's a great machlokas haposkim. When we discuss a case of davar sheni miskaveh, which is not a psikresha, what does it usually mean? Right, I'll do A and B, perhaps yes or perhaps no, may or may not occur. But the suffix is always a suffix which is lahaba. Now, I'm going to drag this bench across the lawn. It may result in an act of choresh, it may not. What's special about this particular case? Here the suffix is not lahaba, the suffix is l'sha'avar, no? Now, the Kveger writes the following chiddush that the suffix is the sha'avar. That's called a psikresha. That's the chisan yediyah. Let's assume, for example, your refrigerator. Okay. I don't know if I can open it on Shabbos. I don't know whether someone unscrewed the bulb or didn't unscrew the bulb. Now, my intent is not to turn the light on. Right? My intent is simply to access the food. Is that darshan miskan or is that called a psikresha? Maybe that's called a psikresha. I don't know whether it will or will not happen. Now that's just simply because of some lingering doubt that I have this sha'ava. Now, if you unscrew the bowl, it's definitely not going to happen. If you didn't unscrew the bowl, it definitely will happen. The fact that I have a suffix as to what has already occurred, Rabbi Kveger writes a chiddush that that's not called davar sheni miskaveh, that's called psikresha. All the cases of the Gemara where it's davar sheni miskaveh, which is not a psikresha, means, given all the facts, there's still an element of suffek lahava. I don't know whether this greiras hakisei is going to result in a choresh. Here, I know exactly what will happen. If the light bulb is working, that's a problem. If it was unscrewed, it's not a problem. That's a suffek lishava. So that's the Chiddush Rabbi Kveger writes. But a suffek lishava, it's called a psikresha. It's just a chisan yediyah. Let's say I'll ask the guy, and he'll tell me, I forgot to unscrew the bowl. That's mamish a psikresha. So the fact that you're unaware of what has already occurred does not make it into darshan miskaveh. So Rabbi Kveiga writes that number one, this is called a psikresha, the basav achalav. Maybe an hour ago he cooked challah. And you'll tell me it's a psikresha de lo nechale. Yes, so he writes, that's good according to the Aruch. A psikresha de lo nechale is mutl chathchila, but according to Tosus, Rabbi Kveiga writes, it's nisu daraisa. Because the hope to Rosh Shabbos is because of Lach Hashino Tzrich Lugufa, no? So this is very great, this Chiddush of our Tosus, no? Tosus writes that Mezal Finyayin is no right Aruch whatsoever. Why? Because Mitzvah Shani. That's a very great Chiddush. What does Mitzvah Shani mean? Mitzvah Shani sounds like a Makkah Mitzvah Gazer V'Rabbanan. Here you're dealing with an Issa Daraisa. But it's the Gresh Lanekli B'Shari Surim. If you hold like Aruch, it's Mutl Chachila. If you're like Tosus, so it's Potter on Shabbos and Chayiv in Shari Yisurim. So how do you understand Mitzvah Shani? It's very difficult on Tosus, no? That Mitzvah Shani is going to help. You want to tell me Tipin Dakos? Fine, it's not a psikresha. Mitzvah Shani is a very difficult Chiddush Tosus. If you look in the Sefer Sukkas David, he suggests here in Os Lamed Aleph, on our daf, in Ksuvos Davav, following Chiddush. If you have something which is in fact like a case of psikresha, so in such a case, that normally means that there was kavana for A as well as kavana for B. Neither one dominates the other. Suggests that maybe the Chiddush, the Tosus of Mitzvah Shani, it doesn't mean b'makom mitzvah or gozer rabbana. Maybe it means the following: that since right, the act of mezal finyayin, no der yayin is mitzvah. So in such a case, that act is labeled as kavanas mitzvah, as opposed to that of kibui. He equates it with the following. We learned last year the sugin beitz and daf yud beis, the sugin daf yud tes. When it comes to ochel nefesh, there's limitation. Lachem v'lo l'gavala. So therefore, the Dharma and the Davos ain't craving the yantiv. Good. So Tosus already raised the kasha. Tosus and Sachem and Afman Vav discusses at length. Why do you assume the Dharma and Davos ain't craving the yantiv? If you're talking about, let's say, an olas and the Dharma, I understand. There's no achilas bailim. So that's not called ochel nefesh. But the Dharma and Davos ain't craving yantiv even means Shlamim, for example, a carbon toga, no? There's achilas bailim. So why should that be aser? Let at least achilas bailim be called ochel nefesh. No, Tosus is kasha, no? So Tosus says, it's a very great chiddush. That no, this act of shechita which you're doing, you have to label this. Is this called the shechitas kadshim? Is this called the shechitas chulin? How would you classify shechitas medam medavos? So Tosus says the following chiddush. This is classified as Shchitas Kodshim, and therefore it's called Lachem Lo Gavoa, even though you're right, you'll be able to eat from some of it, but that's not called the Shchita of Ochel Nefesh. Even though it has elements of both, part will be offered al Gavi Mizbeach and part will be eaten by Bailim, but nonetheless, you don't say that this is a composite of Kodshim and Chulim. This Halpidin is labeled as Shchitas Kodshim, where the Pasuk says Lachem Lo Gavoa. The Chiddush here that the Sukkas David writes, right, is the following. If you're dealing with two comparable results, so therefore, Enochinami, that A must be considered, B must be considered, it's labeled as both. But if you're dealing with one which is Shel Mitzvah, another which is Shel Avera, right, it's a Mitzvah Mezal Fiyayin, it's an Isra of Kibah Mizbeach, and obviously your mindset is just doing it for the purpose of mitzvah. You're no dera carbon yayin. So that's the chiddush that Tosus means. That if it's done with sarach mitzvah, so therefore the secondary result of kibui is insignificant. Because purpose A is a mitzvah rabba, and the act is labeled as shel mitzvah and not as an act of kibui. So you have to say some chiddush in Tosfos. You can't just simply say mitzvah shani like you do in Yisrael Shana Akrita. Or perhaps one could argue maybe even simpler. When Tosfos says mitzvah shani, Tosfos does not mean the makom mitzvah gazer rabbanon. Maybe Tosfos means like mitzvah sebekach. What's the kasha? How can you pour the yain al gamim mizbeach? That's the mitzvah. It's almost like kain hutra. Now, the Torah says you have a right to be nozer karban yayin, and you're supposed to take this hand and pour the mizbeach. And I, the Torah says there's nisra of lo sichbe. Isn't that an isra of kibui, even if you didn't intend it's a psik reisha of kibui? What's the answer? So according to Aruch, it's not an isra at all, because it's psik reisha neichale. And if you hold it's an isra, what's the teretz? Apparently the teretz is that no. That is the mitzvah. Now mitzvah sabakach. But you can ask me every case of Yibum, how can you do Yibum? There's nisra reisha sach. If the Torah tells you that you have a right to be nozer karban yayin and you must pour it on the mizbeach, so mitzvah shani. So according to Aruch, you have to come on to mitzvah shani. This is the rule. This is called a tzikresh of the nechle, which is mutzvah b'chalat Torah kula. But if you hold it's only a function of meleches machsheves, and therefore b'shari yisrim it's nisra daraisa, you have to argue that this is a unique case, mamish because mitzvah sabakach. See, even though Tosfos says mitzvah shani both in hadas, yisrael shana achrita, and mezalf and yayin, these are two very different concepts then. Now, in hadas, it doesn't mean mitzvah sabakach. You should have taken care of your dalamina before. It means that nu b'makom mitzvah lo gozer. Now here mitzvah sabakach lima daraisa means that how can you call this a malachas avera? Right, the Torah says that one is to be nozer karban yayin and mezalfin yayin al gabe ishin. But again, it's a chiddush when Tosfos writes that mitzvah shani that should work in that particular case. We've been very used to discussing the sheet of the Aruch. It's very simply. See, Gresha d'nanechale is mutter. Why? Because that's a davar shenem iskami. I is a psikresha. The answer is step one. No, the fact that it's l'nechale means apidin, we don't consider it a psikresha. We fall back on the concept of a davar shenem iskami. And therefore, as Tosfos assumes, ikar ayasa, the chiddush of the aruch is not just simply melech shabbos, but this is true b'chol Torah kula. That a psikresha d'nechale is mutter l'chachila. If you look here, right, on the side of the Tosfos, right, in the Gilyan HaTosfos, you know? Here it says something very different. What is the sheet of the Aruch that a psik reisha l'nechle is mutter l'chatchila? So we always assume, no, mish davar sheni miskavi. Here in the Gilyan it says something very, very different. Why does the Aruch say that Psik Reish Leich is Mutal Chachila? Because it's a malacha Shino Tzrich Legufa. Malacha Shino Tzrich Legufa is Mutar. Malacha Shino Tzrich Legufa according to Mishin is Potter. So what's the chiddush? No, the Aruch sheet is when does Reb Shimon assume that a malach shein tzrich legufa is pata v'lo asar? That's only heichad nechale. If it's a malach she'eino tzrich legufa delo nechale, Reb Shimon holds that's mutter l'chatchila. That's a great chiddush. No, this going not told us. No, afal gav the malach shein tzrich legufa is asar according to Reb Shimon. Yeah, but this is a case delo nechale. So malacha shino tzrich legufa de manechale is mutter according to Rav Shimon Shita. Wow, that's very different than anything we've discussed up until now. No? That means that the Aruch is working with malacha shino tzrich legufa. That means that according to the Shita sa Aruch, malacha shino tzrich legufa is the p'tur. So psik reisha de manechale and shari surim according to the Aruch is chayiv midaraisa. If it's a davar sheni miskavein, mutter. If you're going to tell me even the Aruch agrees that if psik reisha l'nechle is malach shino tzrich legufa, So that's a technical machlokes. The Isser the Rabbanu Rabbi Shimon Lashin Tzrich Lagufa. Is that only Nechale or is that even Lo Nechale? But everyone agrees that it's considered Apidin to be Lashin Tzrich Lagufa, so in Shari Surin, it should be an Isser Daraisa. We saw that. That was the Chiddush of the Rosh. No, the Rosh in Shabbos and Yudalites. Where the Rosh said that the Oruch Shita, that a Malach HaShem HaTzirich L'Guf is Mutter, is only in a Malach HaShabbos. The case of Sirus, the Tosfos and Shabbos have Kofirim HaBeis. Bartzachem Nosasu. The Rosh said the Oruch would never allow Psik Reishu to L'Echalem in Shari Surim. Why is that? On what basis does the Rosh distinguish between Shabbos as opposed to Shari Surim? So up until now, we suggested the following: Rabbi Chana, no, in Simen Yud-Ches, the Psik Reisha means it's Kemiskaving Dami. You should have anticipated that would occur. Not myself, but Kemiskaving Dami. If it's Kemiskaving Dami, maybe one could distinguish between Shabbos as opposed to Shari Surim. When you're dealing with Shari Surim, you should have realized this would occur. When you're dealing with Malach HaShabbos, Shulav is insufficient. You require an absolutely deliberate Malachas Mashavas. That's how we understood up until now. According to the Aruch, it's a case of Darshan Miskafe. The question is, if something is a Psik Reisha, do we argue that that event should have been realized? That outcome. So the Rosh distinguishes in Shabbos as opposed to Shari Surim. This is a very different approach, no? Here it means there's nothing at all to do with Dover Sheni Miskavi, even the Aruch agrees, we're dealing with the Ptura of Lach Sheni Tzrich Lagufa, and somehow this is a Tziruf of Lach Sheni Tzrich Lagufa, coupled with Lo Nechale. How does that work? That seems to be very similar to the Tosus we had in the Pehman Beis in Timtzi Loma. The Tziruf of Tosus of Mekalkel Gamor, but they know Miskavi. Now, the first Teretz HaTosus Shus to Shus Mako Mitzvah. The second Teretz HaTosus says, no, that's not true. Mekalko Gamor, coupled with Enemiskavi, and that's Muti Rishlomo Mako Mitzvah. Here, that's how the Gilin HaTosus understands the Shita D'Aruch. If it's a combination of Malach HaShino Tzirich L'Gufa, coupled with Lo Nechale, that itself will be Mutter. How does that combination work? Malach HaShem HaTzirich L'Gufa together with Monechale. Apparently you have to hold of the same Svara that we discussed in Daf Ha'emud Beis. Dealing with Makalka, what was that Chiddush? It's not that the Chachamim say that Makalka was categorically forbidden. Some Tikkun is absolutely vital. But midrabanan, if there's a secondary tikkun, or even the concept of achshuvei, is sufficient, no? That's the chiddush Rav Shechter developed. Nikbeatzon simachas, good. So now one can extend it to this explanation of Aruch as well. If you have something which is a malach HaShino Tzirich L'Gufa, Rav Shimon says potter. How can one say that you're potter? In Malach HaShino Tzirich L'Gufa. Here, Shechter argued, especially in light of Rashi Shita that we discussed in Shabbos Nafkuvav, that Malach HaShino Tzirich L'Gufa is directly related to the Ptur of Mekalkel. Now, that was L'Shitasi of Rashi, no? Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Mekalkel, and Rabbi Shimon Malach HaShino Tzirich L'Gufa. Both are considered to be non-productive acts. So how can Rav Shimon argue that a Malach HaShino Tzirich L'Gufa is potter? The answer must be, is because good. You're not doing it, let's say, for a wholly constructive purpose. But since there is a clearly desired result, that is sufficient to create the Isser D'Rabbanan. There is an element of Malach HaTikkun. No? Like we suggested, Makalko. So what did Tosa say in Daf Hei Amud Beis? If you have something which is absolute mekalkel, and it's eno miskaven, there's no positive sign at all. There's no element of tikkun. That is not only mutter midaraisa, that's mutter midrabanan. That is the chiddush of the Gerina Tosas as well. The only reason Rav Shimon forbids a malacha shino tzrich laguf is because there is some conscious, deliberate aspect of tikkun. And that is sufficient midrabanan to label it as a malacha. But if you're going to couple a malacha shino tzrich lagufa together with lo nechale, that's it. That is not called a malachas iser. Just like Tosa suggested that mikalkal coupled with any miskaven is not called malachas iser. As we discussed, even regarding those halachos the chamim forbid, it's not a complete new invention yesh miayim. It means that even though midaraisa required this result, right? A second result can also be labeled as malachas tikkun. But if there's no aspect of tikkun whatsoever, mikalkal gomer inim iskavein, or malach shinu tzrichel gufad lo nechale, so that's it, that becomes mutter. No, that's the chiddush of the Gilyan HaTosos. Very different understanding of the Aruch. That would mean shari surim to malach daraisa. And you'd have to explain the Gemara, for example, of Mizalfin Yayin, like the other Rishonim. Right? Not just simply to dismiss that as being a case of Psikresh of Lamecha. Okay, tomorrow we'll have to finish up the Tosus and take a look then at the Ran as well. Right, on Daf Mem Aleph, the Dapi Harif, why then is it Asr? The Zuchardin is a Asr. If so many reasons that in fact it should be Mutter, Lamechalei and Holech Libud, right, what exactly is the basis then of this Issa Duramah?